You're listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.
Hello, everyone. This is Liz Harvey coming to you from our studios in New York City, where we are dedicated to bringing you top-quality advice from many of the leading expert professionals across the U.S. In today's episode, we are speaking with chiropractor Dr. Greg Rubenstein. Dr. Rubenstein is the founder of 57th Street Chiropractic, located in the heart of Midtown Manhattan, where he has been practicing since 1993. He specializes in pediatric and family care, and Dr. Rubenstein is a longstanding member of the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. He is now serving as president of the New York Chiropractic Council. For his hard work and dedication, he was selected as the recipient of the Beacon Award, which is the highest award given by the council, also known as the Chiropractor of the Year for New York State. He's done extensive work in Ethiopia, bringing pediatric chiropractic care to impoverished children. And Dr. Rubenstein is widely considered to be one of the top chiropractors in the U.S. and is also a contributing member of our national network of industry professionals. Today we are going to talk about a very important topic. What is health and how do you know if you are healthy? Hi, Dr. Rubenstein. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Liz. Nice to be with you.
Well, thank you once again for joining me. We are going to get started. So the Oxford Dictionary definition of health is the state of being free from illness or injury. How would you define health?
Well, I'm going to use a couple different definitions that I can quote pretty well. I think when you look up Dorland's Medical Dictionary, which is like the kind of like the gold standard for medical students, it says health is the state of optimal physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or symptoms. Okay, that was taken directly from Dorland's Medical Dictionary. When you look it up in Webster's Dictionary, it says, a condition of wholeness in which all organs are functioning 100% of the time. And I love these two definitions because, number one, they weren't put forth by chiropractors, and they talk about a condition of wholeness, not just merely the absence of symptoms or pain. But if you went up to most people on the street and you ask them if they're healthy, they would pretty much base it on how they feel. And if they feel, you know, pain-free and they're not expressing symptoms or pain, they would say that they're healthy. Would you agree?
I agree, definitely.
Yeah. But the truth is you can be a very healthy person and be in a lot of pain. And you can also have no pain whatsoever and be a very sick person, right? There are people who have, you know, undiagnosed cancer and they don't have any symptoms at all. So it's really not about pain or symptoms in my book, right? It's truly about optimal function and optimizing the ability of the body to adapt to stress in the environment. And chiropractic, we teach that health isn't a commodity. It can't be purchased. It can't be sold. It doesn't come in a tablet. It doesn't come in a bottle. It doesn't come in a pill. It doesn't come in a potion. And it doesn't come in a lotion. It can really only be obtained by maintaining and allowing the natural recuperative power of your body to function unimpaired. And that's an important thing because, you know, people base their health on symptoms, and I would never do that because, again, you can have no pain or no symptoms whatsoever and be gravely ill, and the opposite is also true.
Now, could you list and describe the different types of health, such as mental health?
Interesting question. When you talk about different types of health, I think, you know, health is kind of like this umbrella term. And then underneath it, there might be these subsections like mental health, right? Your physical health, your emotional health, your emotional well-being, right? And I've heard it said that way many times. But honestly, I'm not super interested in, you know, dividing it up and breaking it down. When we look at a simpler model and we look at those definitions that we talked about before, you know, when you're in that state of optimal physical, mental, and social well-being, not just, you know, being absent of, you know, disease, symptoms, or sickness, you know, we can go down and break down every symptom and look at, you know, sexual health, urinary health, heart health, you know, all the buzzwords that are out there. So, you know, by breaking it down, you know, we can look at things, you know, in a more detailed way. But generally speaking, you know, health is just, again, as I defined it, when everything is working together, there's a coordinated action to help your body just kind of deal with stresses, whether it be, you know, bacteria, viruses, you know, heat, cold, physical trauma. It's just how well and efficient your body adapts to stress is really kind of what I would call general health. And there are different types of stresses, you know, physical, chemical, and mental, but they all have a similar effect on the body. So I like to kind of just keep it all under that one umbrella, and it's not as important to break it down individually. I mean, there's even spinal health, right? We talk about that.
Right, for sure. Okay, that makes sense. So now, how important is it for seemingly healthy people to get regular checkups and preventative screenings to detect issues or conditions they might not feel symptoms of?
You know, that's an excellent question. You know, we kind of talk about this in chiropractic because, you know, I feel like I'm serving my people best when they're coming in and they're asymptomatic. Once their body's healed up from whatever their presenting condition was, you know, then I talk about prevention and maintenance, right? You don't wait till the engine seizes and then say, gee, I better check my oil, right? You check the oil, you do regular maintenance, you make sure the alignment's good on your car. You know, the things that we value, we take care of. And if you value your health, then prevention and maintenance is going to be key. And there's a difference between preventative screenings, right? You know, in this country, we're all about early detection mm-hmm. for breast cancer, early detection. But there's nothing that really people talk about prevention of breast cancer, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
They don't talk about those things, right? And when we come from a preventative point of view, then, you know, we get to understand that, you know, it really isn't about early detection. Don't get me wrong. Detecting something early is hugely important. You know, it saves lives. You know, I'd rather be at stage one cancer, not discovering it at stage four, right? Mm-hmm. Because those things are certainly easier to manage and easier to get well from. Mm-hmm. But if you base your health on symptoms, you're really making a bad decision. Just because your teeth don't hurt doesn't mean that you stop brushing them and mm-hmm. stop going to the dentist, right? Because, you know, you can have a cavity and not even be aware of it. You know, you can have problems right. with your gums, right? And they can be, you know, degenerating and they don't hurt, you know? Right. And like I always say, you know, no one wakes up on the morning of their dental appointment and says, you know, gee, my teeth don't hurt. I'm going to cancel it. Mm-hmm. People know if you care for your teeth consistently and regularly throughout the course of your lifetime, it'll last you a lifetime. And the spine's no different. I've said this a million times to you, I'm sure, mm-hmm. that, you know, it's made of similar stuff. It degenerates in a similar fashion as your teeth. And if it's not cared for, the spine will degenerate. Mm-hmm. And that's the important part, because when the spine degenerates and misaligns, then it puts pressure on the nerve system. And that nerve system being the master controlling system of everything else in the body, and that system is being protected by the very bones of the spinal column. And if they're out of alignment, they will irritate those nerves, irritate them, causing, you know, pressure on the very nerves that they're designed to protect. That changes the way the nerve system functions and fires, and then that's going to be suboptimal for your health, and then your health is going to be suboptimal. So your body will be slower to adapt, slower to heal. Opportunistic infections will take a stronger hold if your immune system is slower. If they get a foothold, then they can keep building, but normally our body is right on top of it and keeps those infections in check. Injuries will be slower to heal. And, you know, so it's so important to make sure that we don't allow these things to have a negative effect on our health. People who wait till they're in pain or have massive amounts of symptoms, their life is already affected. And then they're trying to, you know, do the Hail Mary pass and fix it for there. I'd rather never go down that road. Like I said, I wash my car, I change the oil, I do regular tune-ups, and I do the same thing on my body. I see a chiropractor, I exercise, I get rest, I try to eat, and that way my body serves me well. But, you know, caring for your spine and your body, it's a personal choice. And we all see it time after time when we walk the streets. We send tons of people in various states of health, sickness, and disease. And it's really a lot of your personal choice. Now, the MacArthur Foundation did studies, and they say that your health, and primarily it's 30% genetic and 70% lifestyle. That means to me that we have a lot more control than we think we do.
Right. Okay. Now, most people don't consider posture as an indicator of health. So can you please explain the role posture plays in keeping us healthy?
Absolutely. Posture mm-hmm. is an excellent indicator of health. There's been a lot of recent studies that talk about, you know, posture and your health and longevity. And there were even some recent studies that state that having good posture is, you know, as important to your overall health as getting rest and good food. It helps you avoid muscle tension, pain, fatigue. and many other medical conditions. And, you know, there are three issues that primarily contribute to poor posture and back pain, spinal dysfunction, joint degeneration. And the things that we look at are primarily the rounded shoulders, the forward head posture, you know, being overweight. All those things are going to change your posture, right? If you have a pot belly and your stomach comes forward, then your body has to compensate and move the rest of it back. Otherwise, you would topple over when you get out of balance, right? Mm-hmm. So all these things come into play. And when you're having poor posture, you're more likely to experience difficulty breathing. You're more likely to be fatigued and have tension in the muscles. When the muscles are tight in the rib cage, it prevents the bucket handle moving up and down of the ribs, which can affect your breathing. It compresses the diaphragm, which makes it more difficult to breathe and inhale and exhale completely. So people, when they're under stress, you always see that shallow breathing, right? Mm-hmm. And then they take that big sigh to catch up, right? Mm-hmm. To try and get back on it, right? So, and if that leads to fatigue and low energy, it's going to affect your productivity at work. Using poor sitting posture results in poor circulation, impaired lung function. If you're slouching forward, you're compressing your internal organs, which can affect your digestion. Poor posture will allow the vertebrae to be in these misaligned positions or subluxated, and that puts pressure on the delicate spinal nerves, which can contribute to back pain, neck pain, and dysregulation in the body. It also is a contributor to arthritis when things aren't lined up right and you're using poor posture. The joints are stressed, and then they kind of rub on each other, and then we can see degenerative changes in the spine when we take x-rays. And by correcting the forward head posture, it minimizes and eliminates headaches and TMJ problems. People don't realize when they're having the jaw pain, it's usually because there's forward head posture, and that's why chiropractors have so much success with headaches and jaw pain, because really if you jut your head and push it forward and try and talk or chew, it changes the alignment of the jaw, and that's where those problems come from. So it's really important to understand, you know, how far-reaching all these things, you know, stress and poor posture really builds into the body and affects on all our other systems.
Okay. Now, lastly, is there a checklist of factors such as eats a healthy diet, exercises regularly, that must be met to determine if someone is basically healthy?
You know, I'm sure there are all kinds of checklists and things out there, but you know, health is a conglomerate of all the different things that we do, and we've been alluding to this on several of our talks together, and you know, it's truly the sum total of all the different things, and health is multifactorial. There's no one silver bullet. It's not like if you get adjusted, all of a sudden you're bulletproof and nothing's going to hurt you or kill you. You're never going to get sick. You know, it's truly about proper hydration, getting enough sleep, proper nutrition, proper exercise. And where a chiropractor comes in, it's about proper nerve supply, making sure that the connection from the brain to the body is clear without interference. So when your brain has the idea to digest food, break it down into these amino acids and then reassemble those amino acids as a liver enzyme, it takes a lot of work and a lot of smarts to do that. And that's all controlled by your nerve system. So the nerve system kind of coordinates and regulates it, but there are so many things that we need to do. So health, there's no one thing. And, you know, so there is a checklist, but it's multifactorial. And we always talk about, you know, eat well, think well, sleep well, move well, and just be healthy. So it's really multifactorial, and we could probably go on and on and on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, basically everything that we know about health, you know, our parents kind of taught us the basics, right? Just eat a good diet, get plenty of rest, hydrate, get some exercise, keep your nerve system healthy, and typically that leads to an active, healthy life. And don't get me wrong, there are always exceptions to the rule. Someone can, you know, be struck with some horrible disease, or you could step out in front of a car tomorrow, and that could be the end of it. But it's about making sure you live your best day, every day, and stacking the deck in your favor.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Rubenstein. We know you're busy, so I just want to thank you for all of your time and your help today. And for our listeners across the country, if you are interested in speaking with Dr. Greg Rubenstein, you can go online to www.chiropractormidtown.com or call 212-977-7094 to schedule an appointment. And on behalf of our entire team, we want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more top quality content from our country's leading experts.
You've been listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast. bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.